Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Letting Go Cafe's podcast with conversations about change. I'm Darren L. Johnson, and let's just dive right in.
Welcome to Letting Go Cafe, offers change and solution. Life conversations and real talk.
Today's topic is letting go, balancing ego and spirit. Do you live a spirit-focused life? We will explore today the concept of letting go in terms of finding balance between leading with ego versus leading with spirit. So I ask you, are the decisions you make grounded in ego or spirit? I'm going to be talking about our inner voice. You'll hear me refer to the spirit and the ego as if they're two people who live inside of you, but there's just one voice. It's just that we get to choose which part of that voice we listen to at any given moment in time. First, let's focus on being grounded in spirit. By spirit, I don't mean the rah, rah, rah excitement you might hear at a sports event. I'm talking about that inner voice we all possess that is grounded in love, that voice that speaks to you in the middle of the night as you lay awake, that voice that tells you to go left even though you might choose to go right. If you have no television, no radio, no one around you, and if you never read a newspaper, read a book, magazines, newsletters, email, text messages, the list goes on and on. If you never did all of that, then all you would have left to guide you would be either your spirit or your self-made ego. That voice that resonates inside of you. Imagine walking in the middle of the forest. All you hear are the natural sounds. These natural sounds that are in harmony with the universe. Nothing man-made. In this scenario, the only resounding man-made noise will be the conversation in your head, your thoughts. And sometimes that's a lot of noise, right? Sometimes we do talk a lot to ourselves. The key is what we say. That is the question. What do we say to ourselves? And where do we lean in that conversation? Do we lean more towards our ego? Or do we lean more towards our spirit? Both ego and spirit inspire conversations in our heads. According to Psychology Today, they call it self-talk, right? Today, many people are conscious of an inner voice that provides a running monologue on their lives. This self-talk, according to Psychology Today, combines conscious thoughts and unconscious beliefs, which basically provide a way for the brain to interpret and process daily experiences. Again, let me be clear. I want to be even more clear. There's only one voice in your head. It's just that sometimes it is driven by fear, what I refer to as the ego, and sometimes that voice is driven by love, which I refer to as the spirit. Let me break it down even further. One conversation is about how we thrive. That's the spirit. Another is about how we survive, which is the ego. Spirit focuses on a wider view of our overall lives. The ego is focused on the threats and how to survive them. Those doubts, those fears, the ones that haunt and take away our dreams. That's the ego. The spiritual voice addresses those doubts and fears. It addresses them head on and leads us to happiness, well-being, and success. The spirit uplifts. Ego is critical and focuses on how bad we are doing. To that end, another big question is, which inner voice guides your life from one moment to the next? Is it your ego voice or your spiritual voice? First, let's talk about what happens what are the outcomes when your ego leads? Or, you know, some may say, what are your outcomes when we lead with our ego? I've heard people use that phrase. According to Dr. Lori Buchanan, these are some of the leading words and phrases that represent our inner self-critic, which I refer to as our ego. As you hear me say these words, I want you to ask yourself, do I lead with this word or phrase when I make my decisions on a day-to-day basis? Arrogance, intolerance, self-absorption, impatience, resentment, cruelty, fear, blame, guilt, lack of any kind, conceit, craving, approval, hatred, controlling others, being judgmental, selfishness, having a scarcity mentality, vanity, greed, vengeance, entitlement, deceit, stubbornness, the need to constantly receive credit for stuff, and that green-eyed monster, envy. Which of these words do you lead with when you talk to yourself? I love this poem. It was emailed to me back in 1999. Even though the author is unknown, it hits the nail on the head when it comes to distinguishing between the ego and the spirit. In this poem, the term God is used, so that word can be replaced with Allah, Yahweh, the universe, whatever your beliefs are, okay? So just want to let you know that this particular author used the word God to describe the impact of the universe. Here it goes. I whispered, God, speak to me. And a meadowlark sang. But I did not hear. So I yelled, God, speak to me. And the thunder rolled across the sky. But I did not listen. I looked around and said, God, let me see you. And a star shone brightly. But I did not notice. So I shouted, God, show me a miracle. And a life was born. But I did not know. So I cried in despair. Touch me, God, and let me know you're there. Whereupon, God reached down and touched me. But I brushed the butterfly away. And I walked away unknowingly. Your spirit is the essence of the energy that you're born into and constantly speaks to you. Sometimes you don't recognize when it speaks. When you overlook the spirit and tune more into your ego, a struggle ensues. It is because the amazing differences between these two aspects of our inner voice. The universe gave us a spirit to provide inner guidance, yet we have created another version of that spirit to deal with society and all of the various forms of information we encounter every minute. That other version of the spirit is the ego, a mere facsimile of our universal internal voice. The spirit is grounded in love. The ego is grounded in fear. These two core emotions, love and fear, they exist inside each of us. All other emotions are spun from these two. According to Dr. Margaret Paul, co-founder of Inner Bonding, there are ways to connect to your spirit. Some ways are through practices like meditating, being in nature, playing with animals, listening to beautiful music, dancing, and being creative in general. One question is, how do we balance the impact of these two emotions, love and fear? How do we balance these in our lives? The answer comes with two words, with love. Love is the foundation from which our decisions and our life should be made. Perhaps you've heard the expression, if one does what one loves, then one will never work a day in their lives. How different would the world be if more of us began every day by asking, who and what can I love today? Living a spirit-focused life will change your entire outlook on the world around you. listening to the Spirit-based voice on a regular basis can also change the world around you. If you're already focused in that way, great, great. Consider taking all of that to another level. But if you're not already focused on that, then give all of this a try. Go back and listen to the podcast again. Think about where you are in your life. This is one of those topics where I can't simply say, if you do these three things or these five steps, then you'll find balance between your ego and spirit. This is one of those personal journeys you'll have to make on your own, prioritizing it in a way that works best for you. Do some research on it. There are many other authors out there who have written amazing work on the topic of living in spirit. I will say, it takes courage, open-mindedness, a willingness to look deep into the soul of who you are and that person you see in the mirror. And in time, you might be able to successfully balance your ego and your spirit, you know, and as they show up in the world. But be patient. Be patient with yourself. Continue to love yourself. Find ways to really love yourself. Don't overwhelm yourself with trying to do this. Spoon feed it. Share your goals with someone who has your best interest at heart. And remember to love yourself along the way. There's a lot of information that I've shared in this podcast. Don't hesitate to replay it. And if you know of anyone who might benefit from this and some of the other podcasts on the lettinggocafe.com, please don't hesitate to share the podcast and the website. Until the next episode, take good care.
Letting Go Cafe, change solutions, a life conversation.